So, y'all, we over here watching Money Heist. Is that what Lamont Bradley said? Money Heist?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, you guys, welcome. We're back. It is the Fellas Point of View. Y'all, we are here. We are here. We over here talking about so much stuff. We were supposed to have been there, started this show, y'all, but y'all know we was cackling like hens before the show could start.
We really was. We really deeply apologize.
That part.
If this show is cut short this evening, please don't charge us.
Actually, we just forgot to press record. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. We forgot to press record. We did an hour before y'all came on.
John, can you roll the tape back? We're going to do it again.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. How is everybody doing? Y'all know what to do. Y'all know the routine. Share the podcast right now. And look. Don't make us beg. Go on over there to Apple Podcasts and iHeart and subscribe and follow. We are charting, but we want to chart even better. Our numbers are good. We want to go just a little bit higher. So make sure you comment and rate.
Give us a friend.
Tell a friend. All that good stuff. Because without you, well, we'll still go on. But we need you.
Right.
We need you. We're still going to go on because Fernando always has a story and Lamont has a husband. So we got stuff to talk about. We really
have stuff to talk about. Life still goes on. Life is still being lived, even though we're in tight quarters, y'all. I know you're going crazy because I'm going crazy. So we're going to go crazy together. How about that? We'll make that path. We'll just go fucking crazy.
They said today they're thinking about maybe July 1st. I said, really, y'all?
I hope all the subscriptions are going up on the remote therapy sessions because man, we need some kind of calmness.
I'm gonna need to get a therapist in a minute. I really am. I'm gonna need to get somebody to Skype me or something. So shit.
Okay, you can Zoom me for the low price of $55 an hour. Dr. Christopher is in the building.
I need to see plaques on the wall. And don't you put up no Zoom background.
Hold on. Look over there. Look. Let me
search. Some degrees on the wall somewhere.
It's over there. Look over there by the window. It's already there.
There's mine right there.
Yes. No. I think I know a little bit by psychology, but I am nobody psychologist, bitch.
I went to the University of San Leandro.
I'm looking that up right now.
That's about it. I don't know about.
We are accredited. Yes, we are. I graduated in the top of my class, all three of us.
Summa cum laude, did you?
Summa cum laude, yes. Yes, darling. Yeah. And I stood up at my graduation. Did y'all see that? I forgot to put that in there so y'all we could talk about that. Did y'all see the young lady from San Isidro, somewhere down there in Southern California? And at the graduation, she went through this wonderful, she was a valedictorian and she gave an amazing speech. And so the first part was just wonderful. And then the second part, thank you to the teacher who got arrested for being an alcoholic and you got dragged out by the police in front of all of us. You just made us see that drugs is not a good way to do it. And thank you to my counselor who only came and spoke to me when you found out I was given the valedictorian speech. I did all of this on my own. You made me miss out on so many grants and it made me pursue my goals harder. Oh, did y'all miss that? She read them for filth. Thank you to the principal who didn't pay attention to what was going on in your own school and you didn't know how to lead your staff. You just showed me how to be a leader. How'd y'all miss that?
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, you gotta send me that link. I gotta holler.
Because I would love to hear that because I think that is about damn time that somebody say something because you know what? Ain't nobody said nothing since what was that? What was that name of that dang old movie? Oh my God, Mr. Brown. Not Mr. Brown.
Mr. Clark. Lean on me.
Lean on me.
Withers just died. It was Lean on Me.
Yes, honey. She read them for filth. I don't know how
you. Can't nobody talk about Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark is like a daddy to me.
Dude, you know what? I wish I had.
Hey, Chanel, go over there and sit down, Chanel.
I wish I had a damn Mr. Clark. No, I ain't have no fucking Mr. Clark in my damn life. My damn principal was.
Everybody wanted Mr. Clark in their life, especially in the bedroom.
You know what?
Watch it now. That bat just wasn't there for nothing. It was an advertisement.
Oh.
Hey, nobody talk about Mr. Clark.
And y'all didn't hear that from me, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody. I love me and Mr. Clark, honey. Lock the doors. Lock
they
the
call doors. Me Batman.
Batman. That's what I'm talking about. Shoot.
Lock the doors. Yeah. Don't let nobody in. Don't let nobody in.
You're going to make me watch that.
Eat some popcorn in that movie.
I almost watched it the other day in honor of Bill Withers. I really did.
Our fair east.
And you know what? They don't make fat ladies like that like they used to, like with the cankles and the roller set hair.
Well, honey, wait.
Like the choir director.
She wasn't fat. She was just thick because now when you got the Lizzo's, Lizzo's is fat.
Okay, so that's
she true. Wasn't fat. She was thick.
Okay, well, she had them thick ass cankles.
Because we jumped all the way from that being on TV to being Lizzo being on TV. And honey, that's a big really? Jump.
With her ass out at the Laker game. You remember this.
Her ass out.
You know what? Actually, I'll take that back. And you guys, if you want to quote, if anybody quotes me on what I just said, fuck you anyway. But now that I think about it, you know what? She could have been a whole different kind of woman if they just knew how to dress her properly and stop draping women in just big ass sheets, because women had shapes even back then. And now that I think about it, as more of an adult, yeah, I bet your home chick was headed like that.
And but here's the funny part. In all honesty, if we really think back, she probably really wasn't that big.
She probably wasn't.
No.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, as soon as you said that, I thought about that. I was like, back then, even then, they didn't know how to dress bigger women.
But then, and they've always had curves. I mean, think about it. I hope he's not watching me walk away. Oh, he's watching.
Yes!
But they've always had curves.
Too, most of your actors are short and small. So if we go by what averages, because what, Tay Diggs, you thinking he a stellar surprise tall man? Sure. More
it's so funny left. When you see short. It's so funny when you see stars on the street and they be like, you a damn midget. Wow.
A midget. And I'm like, here I was thinking I'm going to look up to you and I'm looking down to you.
Down to you.
Well, unless.
I thought I was supposed to climb the tree. I don't want to slide down the tree.
Unless you Boris Kojo. Boris
Kojo. Down there with the bananas.
Boris Kojo's not a small man.
He ain't that tall. Because all of us are tall, so he ain't that much taller than us. Y'all the Amazons, I'm only 6 feet.
Shamar Moore.
Short.
Ugh. His attitude makes him small.
Right.
Oh, has he got a bad attitude?
Oh, God. Yeah. He's horrible. Horrible.
Oh, that's unfortunate because I've been watching him since Young and the Restless.
Right.
I hear talking.
I watch him on SWAT.
I hear talking.
Are you okay?
Not from me.
Oh, it's coming from the iPad.
What the hell? Wait a minute. Speaking of Shamar Moore, did he just lose his mother?
Who? I want to say yes.
Yeah, I think it was like last month in the midst of all this craziness. Yeah, I think his mom just passed away. Yeah.
I want to say.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I want to say, we got to Google that while we're on the show. But yeah, I think so.
I want to say yes.
He reminds me of my father a little bit. So you know what? I can see that attitude being applicable because my dad has a similar attitude.
And the funny thing is, we created that monster. That's all I got to say.
Because he's been that pretty motherfucker since Young and the Restless.
That's what I'm saying. The early years.
The early years. People have grown up seeing him being the pretty-ass black man. Because he was the passing black man. Let's put it better out that way.
Right.
He was the black man that was just right around a black bus for them to swallow.
Right.
Yes, February... He announced it February 20th.
Yeah. There it is. Because it was right after Valentine's Day. I remember that.
And she died earlier in the month. So she died on February 8th.
She died.
Okay.
So, Shamar Moore, we sorry. We should have had you in honorable mentions for that. Our prayers go out to you.
Is she down the corona?
No.
Well, that was before. That's February 8th. Was before anything had really hit.
I want to say Mama had cancer, but don't quote me on it.
Does it say? That one don't say. And he did a post about it. I'm so sorry. We truly missed that.
Yeah.
He did a whole video about it because he broke down when he was talking about her.
Aww. And
condolences, but you still got a fucked up attitude.
You know what? And
so, here it is. I found it.
We had a place in life where that needs to be said.
She had heart problems, and she was also diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1999. So she has some type of heart problems.
Gotcha.
And mama always said, I was at the front of the line when God was handing out sons. And I always said, mama, you know, I cut the line to get to you. I love you, mama.
Nobody like a mama. Sorry. I my condolences.
Yeah.
And then while we're also there in honorable mentions.
Yes.
Tony Award winning actor Ryan Dennehy passed away. For you young people that listen to us, go back and look at Rambo with Sylvester Stallone. That would be a big movie that y'all would know. He was in First Blood, Gorky Park, FX, Presumed Innocent. And when I say Tony Award for you young people that don't know it, that means he was a Broadway actor.
Oh!
Broadway, baby, Broadway. So since y'all...
He had over 20 television and film.
Yeah.
To his credit, yeah. So, wow.
Yes, he played in a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. Oh, you know who they'll remember him for? He was Chris Farley's father in Tommy Boy.
Yep.
He was Chris Farley's, and rest in peace to Chris Farley, too, because he's
right
with us. So he was in there. So kudos to a great actor. Prayers go out to his family because, you know, it's just such a hard time to lose a loved one during this time when you can't have gatherings over 10 people. So it's really hard to celebrate your loved one during this time.
Crazy. I'm dealing with my godbrother, mother died the other day of cancer.
Because I'm going to give you 50.
Yeah.
Y'all keep reminding y'all prayers because I count like 50 deaths he done had in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. It's like Facebook is more like an obituary listing as opposed to social media. It's crazy.
Exactly where it
is. Far and wide.
I'm like, this is really, really something. It's something. I don't know what to call it.
And the funny thing is, you know, when people die now, like she died of cancer. So it's like, you know, people say, oh, well, did she have corona? No, she didn't have corona. It's like people are dying, you know, of other causes. And everybody, the first thing they think is it's corona because of what's going on right now. It's like,
but
it's a crazy time.
I don't want to say it like this because I don't want nobody to get offended. So y'all at home, I'm just going to say this. Please don't get offended. But for the gay community, when HIV came out and everybody was dying then, everybody said, oh, they died from HIV, they died from AIDS.
That gay disease.
That gay disease. So you kind of feel in how we lost when we lost a lot of family members. It wasn't that, oh, your family member died and we're praying for you. It was instantly, oh, did he have HIV? Did she have HIV? Right. And so now you're kind of seeing what people went through when the first thing out of your mouth, oh, did they die from the virus? They died from the virus? And I'm not trying to make nobody, you know, feel bad or anything, but don't ask how people died. Your first thing you should be saying out your mouth, I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'm compassion. So where is your compassion?
There's shit. None from these niggas. None.
Compassion.
They ain't got an ounce, an inch, a penny of it. Nothing. So prayers go out to them, to everybody. You know, our prayers go out to everybody. And our last thing in honorable mention, NBA player, and y'all know I will jack your name up. I'm telling you, I'll jack it up.
Come on with this one.
Bismack Biyombo.
Biyombo. Biyombo. You're right. Yay. Right?
Look at that. Look at that. I don't even know who the hell he is. Woo! Bismack Biyombo, he's stepping up in a big way for his home country. He is donating $1 million in supplies to help the Dominican Republic or DR Congo fight the virus. And he said, we have never experienced a crisis of this magnitude. Seeing my home country suffer in this capacity is devastating. And so for y'all that don't, well, I'm sure y'all know who he is because he played for the Charlotte Hornets. I had no clue to who he was. But kudos to him for reaching out and donating. And there's some others that's out there, so I don't want y'all to think that I'm not saying there's nobody else, but it's good to see people out there donating during this time.
Right. Because we
always hear the negative, but, and the only person that we really always see out there donating of the African American or of color is usually Tyler Perry. So it's good to see somebody else.
And Oprah.
You have Cardi B that's out there. She's being very vocal right now.
Cardi B and Bernie was on live the other day.
Like, she donated all the money that she got from her coronavirus video. She donated all that money.
Y'all did tell me that.
And then she's going off on all her fans about not voting, all the Bernie supporters, because she was a Bernie supporter. She's been extremely vocal. She's like, you know who vote? Old people vote. Old people vote. And she's like, you know what happens when old people vote? They don't vote for young people shit. She said they're two steps from the grave right now. So they're not voting for your college fund or your food stamp program and nothing like that. No, they vote for their current interest, which is how they can keep as much money in their pocket until death do they part. She said, so y'all look at those old people voting. She said, but they're not voting your side. You need to stop acting like your grandmother voting for you.
Because
she's going to vote your young ass out.
So is she gonna support Joe Biden now, Bernie?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why she went after her fans and cussed. She said, "I'm gonna look up who Joe Biden is." She said, "I don't know who the hell he really is, but I'm gonna look him up. But I'm going to get behind the person that is not."
Wait a minute.
Here he comes.
She didn't know who he was, but you just automatically just assumed you were going to vote for Bernie Sanders without checking out each character, candidate, finding out what their strengths are and all of that. So you just automatically went for one without checking out everybody else?
Pretty much.
Here's the thing.
Look.
She rolls a little yellow bug.
And you sometimes you got to meet.
With a helmet.
Sometimes you got to meet people where they at. And that's where she's at. So instead of like, you know, at least she's saying something about politics and the voting process. We can go back and correct her on where she at on her voting process. But at least she's got a voice and she's doing it and she's capturing millions by saying what she's saying. And at least she's not wrong. You know, she may be a little bit underinformed, but at least she knows enough to heard the message of, you know what, when it comes down to it, we need to fall behind the person who is not Donald Trump. She got that message. At least she got that message. So let's go ahead and meet the chick where she at. Okay, we can fill in the blank. We can educate her on the rest, but at least work with somebody who got something going on.
And for those of y'all sitting home, we'll jump back and forth because that was one of our topics our discussions for this evening. So Bernie, y'all know, we talked about that on the last show. He stepped down. And he has now officially endorsed Joe Biden. Barack Obama has officially endorsed Joe Biden. Cardi B has officially endorsed Joe Biden. And what the other Elizabeth Warren came out.
She did a video, and it was very good. I mean, I highly recommend.
Did I get everybody?
So far,
there's more. But I highly, highly, highly recommend everyone watch Thursday night, which is tonight, CNN special, The Coronavirus Pandemic with Joe Biden.
You tell them to watch it on Thursday night because we come out on Fridays.
I know. Right. That's why I said watch the Thursday night episode.
On Thursday night.
It's on demand. It's really, really good. He is on his ABC program right now. He is not missing a beat. He is sounding exactly like what a president should sound like. He has an answer. He is steady. He is really on his game. It is really good to hear him on his game, especially right now. So if you guys want to have more information and you're not sure about him, this is a good one because he's answering live questions from people tweeting across America. He's
answering questions live.
Huh?
Was that again?
Joe.
It was the coronavirus.
Oh, who's doing the live?
Who's hosting?
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, Anderson Cooper. Oh, yeah. Chopped his hair.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I was watching. I was like, damn, Joe Biden is on his shit tonight.
He's always on his shit.
Like truth be told, like, you know, at the beginning he was a little rough around the edges, but that was because he was out for a moment. He really got his rhythm and step now.
But you know what that is? It's the fact that he was the vice president to the first black president. So he couldn't really be all up in the forefront, but Joe has always been doing shit in the background. Always. Right. Him and Michelle. That's why I can't think of one thing that Mike Pence has done.
Nothing. But you can know.
What's his wife's name? Ivanka, is that her name? What's her name? Trump. What's Trump's wife's name?
Melania.
Is it Melania? Whoever she is.
It's his daughter.
She won't even abide by the flight rule now. She's flying wherever the hell she wants to. She don't give a damn.
She's a stripper. What you expect?
Get your ass. She needs to dress like one. Never mind. But yeah.
Stripper. Strippers do whatever they want to do.
Well, we learned that in the Players Club, didn't we?
I tried to put
on Diamond.
Like, I'm putting my energy around the person who sounds like he got something to tell me. And right now he's telling me the right thing I need to hear. And I feel very good about my upcoming vote.
Well, we ain't got no more. We at the final. This is it. You Negroes sitting at home, let me say this. If y'all don't vote, don't be mad when Trump is back in office and when y'all lose something else. And so here's the perfect. I shouldn't have threw this in, but I'm going to throw this in there.
But you'll send me this check in.
For all of y'all, and that's where I'm going. For all of y'all that's sitting here having issues getting your stimulus check, remember that this dumbass president is in charge of this. And the reason this thing is jacked up, if he filed bankruptcy for his own company 5 or 6 times, you nitwits allowed him to be in the charge of the whole United States of America. And that's why he gonna put his goddamn name on your stimulus check. So if you don't have direct deposit, you can't get no check. And everybody should have got a check.
Well, you know what, y'all? I'm not getting the check. So
yeah, you are. When you get the check, because they putting something in now that it doesn't matter what your income is, they're putting in where you'll get $2,000 a month. Until this passes.
If that passes, which I doubt.
It's gonna pass.
I have online alert on my phone and there was no direct deposit alert on my phone.
I ain't got the stimulus check and I'm poor.
I ain't got mine either. And I'm waiting. Mine is supposed to come in the mail.
I did the calculation.
Because I didn't file 2019. I filed 2018. I didn't do 2019.
I thought I already filed 2019 already and I'm done.
But see, I filed 2019, so, and I, nothing. It keeps locking out of the system.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. My husband got his the other day. I didn't get mine yet. So it's like, and then I got friends who got theirs already, but, you know, then I got other friends that's waiting.
They're going alphabetically.
Right. And then this Angelino card, that's some bullshit too, because it's a whole bunch of red tape behind that if you made a certain amount of money. It's the Angelino card that they're giving to everybody who's on low income. Supposedly, if you made under $16,000 for the year, you're supposed to get like a prepaid debit card that's $700.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed that by a mile.
Well, it's just for people of Los Angeles.
That's so, why I'm missing my mind.
Unfortunately. But you ain't missing shit, is what I'm saying. First of all, the first day they rolled it out, because you only have like a three, you had a 2-day window, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Today was the last day at 4:30 to sign up for it or whatever. Then you get a notification that you have to go to a work source center and fill out some more paperwork for you to get the little card. Then in a week, you get the card. So it's a bunch of bullshit that you got to go through for a few crumbs.
Hell, I ain't even got the other few crumbs.
I ain't got no crumbs. I'm still waiting on unemployment.
But let me say this. Y'all know y'all going to be mad at me when I say this too. But the only one, the only hoe around here that ain't getting a check, and we know it for sure, is Fernando. Because the rest of you hoes sitting at home lying, talking about you make 100K, but you on Facebook talking about I ain't got my stimulus check yet. There was a limit of how much you can make. You didn't hear Fernando on there talking about where my stimulus check coming. Honey, so stop lying and telling people y'all make all this goddamn money, because the proof come out in the pudding now. It told you you could not make more than a certain amount. So if you make 100K, that means you get no stimulus check. Reading this fundamental.
Have you noticed the absence of what I didn't say?
Exactly.
I only had to say I didn't qualify for a stimulus check. I had to tell nobody nothing else.
Hopefully.
That's real hoes. When they say they don't qualify, that's because they make over 100K. You fake.
Hopefully you've been saving your money if you're making over $100,000 and you ain't been spending it frivolously.
100K in San Francisco is still below poverty.
Exactly.
That's like $2 because y'all rent is like $6,000 a month. So shit.
It is below poverty level.
I'm supporting all kind of people. I'm supporting an entire family right now.
Exactly.
Between how much they take out of my paycheck and taxes and the rent.
Exactly.
Because I'm single.
Right. Do you claim at least two deductions? Okay, here I go teaching financial literacy. Do you claim at least two deductions?
Who I got to deduct?
You, number one, you're single. And two, no one else claims you on your taxes. That's two deductions, sweetheart.
They wouldn't let me do that.
You better update your shit. Regardless of what they would do, that's legal. That's two deductions. Number one, you're single. And number two, no one else claims you on their taxes. So that's two deductions automatically. A lot of folks don't know that. See, again, financial literacy, if you don't know things, you'll go for the okey-doke. Well, I found that out in the middle of a drunken night with one of my coworkers back in 94.
My little easy 123 tax app wouldn't let me do that. I was using credit karma, and that was my karma.
Well, that's because you need to do it with your employer before you fill out your taxes, sweetie. So you got to contact your employer for this year. Do it now. Because we're just in month four. Do it now. That way, you can then go ahead and next year you'll thank me. And matter of fact, send me a check. Well, I'll show you how to invest in stock.
Cash App, you huh? Cash App.
What?
I got stock investments.
They won't send me the stimulus check because I was trying to buy some stock in Zoom and it was a couple other things.
And you will. You'll get it. And we'll both be getting them probably by July, August, September, sometime in there. It's coming.
If they do what they say they're going to do, they'll send a stimulus check to anybody over a certain price bracket, then I will use that money to invest. I know how to invest.
Yeah, right.
The new plan is it does not matter what you make. And this is again to you people sitting at home that think that you don't need to vote. But this is the man who is sitting up here holding you down. We are in the midst of a pandemic and everybody should receive a check because there are people over 100K who have been furloughed and are sitting at home with no income coming in. Why should they not get the same that everybody else is getting? But to be truthfully honest, in the Bay Area, $1,200 won't even pay your rent. So whoever came up
in
with
Los Angeles, it don't pay your rent either. I hate to be the bear. In California alone, it don't pay your rent.
It sure don't.
This is not backwood bumpkin country, Bill. It costs to live here. It costs.
Most of us is paying some of the rent, and the rest of them got to pay with our assholes.
Exactly.
There it is.
Only taking checks, baby. They taking checks, pussy, ass, dick.
By any means necessary. Thank you, Malcolm X.
At this point, shit, bitches are broke and the corona is real.
Any means necessary to get your bills paid. That's what we are.
Papa is beating your granddaughter up.
Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump.
He turned that fan on and beat the brakes off her braids.
In dress socks. Yes, he do.
In dress socks. He showed them with Icy Hot on his back. That's all you smelled was Bengay in the room.
There it is. That's the aroma of sex.
Yes.
I can't move. I'm done with y'all.
Oh, that's the aroma, baby.
Honey, Popo.
Popo got his Viagra on auto pay, auto delivery.
Do you hear me? It's being delivered to the house.
So it is. You
gotta leave.
She sent the Cash App, and he sent an Uber.
Right there.
Now, y'all so bad. Can I take
her ass in the shower before she get in the house?
Oh. Make sure you're clean, baby.
Wash it. I don't want that corona. Wash yourself down there now. Wash yourself down now.
Oh, shit. In other news.
Real good to you tonight now.
In other topics.
In other news.
Yeah.
So y'all know every week, but y'all don't know how. Well, let me tell y'all how we come up with our topics. I send out this fabulous text, and y'all know sometimes I be so far behind, and I be telling them to come up with wonderful topics. So this wasn't my topic. They want to keep talking about this goddamn Tiger King. And so people have taken this Tiger King to another goddamn level. And so now you decided that Tiger King is like, it's the thing now, honey. So in order to be a part of Tiger King now, you got to dress your goddamn animals up to look like Tiger King, because you fools done went and made a cow looking like a tiger. What the hell wrong with y'all? Y'all think... I looked at that picture, and I'm going to put that up on our page so y'all can see it. They went and turned the cow into a damn tiger. And then Joe Exotic is standing there right next to him and looking like Gilbilly. I can't with y'all.
Here's the thing. Woo! Queer gay asses have been seeing this shit in our community for years. This ain't
right. Right.
At all. Probably some of them has come across them in our lifetime. That's been our neighbor, a friend.
Not our neighbor.
Of ours.
Honey, in apartment number 4, don't play.
In time. Yes. This is not new. All of a sudden, the heterosexual stumble upon some new shit.
They're
like, oh my God, this is so new. Oh, we can't believe this really happens. Bitch, have you not been to Alabama?
Hell no. Nah.
Mississippi.
The backwoods.
Tuscaloosa.
The back.
Snydersville.
Oh, damn.
Pennsylvania.
Ooh,
Virginia.
Snydersville.
Virginia.
Snydersville, honey. Snydersville.
Snyders.
And you know why we are watching this shit without flinching? Because we have seen this stuff before. That you wonder how big girls all of a sudden became the new it thing to be on TV and nobody flinched? Because that's the bitches that y'all niggas was stuck in at 3 o'clock in the morning for a long ass time. They familiar with a big bitch.
That's what y'all
it's get. Like they familiar with this redneck motherfucker.
That's what y'all get, honey.
Y'all saw this motherfucker at 3 o'clock in the morning in your bar and was drinking a little bit too much brown juice. And you had a little moment with this same dude right here.
My poor cow. They done just messed him up.
Yep. And
they
not everybody
him up and everything.
Everybody is doing the fucking.
But the funny thing is, that's unique. I mean, he looks like a tiger. And my question is, the cow sat there all that. You know what? They must have put him to sleep. Because, I mean, look at the detail. On the zebra stripes. No. Yeah, you make sure you put that on our page.
You know what's funny though?
This shit. What the
Everybody
hell?
Is dressing up to look and personify a gay man.
Yep. You know what? We forgot
and
about
that. That's not Joe.
Why has history changed?
That ain't Joe. Ain't that the two boyfriends?
No, this is somebody up who dressed up. This is costume.
This is costume.
Gotcha.
Costume.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. Time have changed. You know, when heterosexual, when, oh my God, the very thought of heterosexual boys dressing like the sissies. Maybe, just maybe, here's a thought. You know, the straight boys have been playing with the sissies for a long ass time, bitch.
Do y'all see this?
What, the boots?
That Brokeback Mountain has been a mountain for a long time.
The tin is back here in the background somewhere. Y'all ain't even looking.
They've been breaking many of backs.
This little brown house right here between them. What is that?
The hookup spot.
Where's your brown house at?
I don't know what that little thing is by that tree right there.
Glory hole hunt.
Love shack.
Oh, that's
the love shack.
Bitch, let me tell y'all something. Okay, I saw some stuff on Pornhub. I mean, this dude got a fans only page. And these little 2 18-year-old boys live in the middle of fucking nowhere. And they had a shack just like that. And literally, it was an anonymous shack. Literally, they had an opening. And
they had this shack
here. And people, just random strangers, just go in there and fuck them on the other side of the window.
Fernando would like this picture.
Yeah, they took time. They took time doing that. So they had to put that cow to sleep. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, like, heterosexuals just be into more different shit than you think.
Honey, they are Joe Exotic. Y'all will see this on our Instagram page, so y'all can go and comment, because the new thing is dressed up like a gay man, but everybody else.
I'm feeling some kind of way about that, to be quite honest with you.
You feeling some kind of way about that? What kind of way you feeling?
Like, because y'all want to ridicule.
Annoyed, sounds like it, hell.
Like, y'all want to fucking ridicule our asses, but y'all know good and well that y'all been fucking with us at 3 o'clock in the morning. Or ooh, sometimes on your lunch break.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Ooh. Ooh.
I was like, I'm going to go on record to say this, because I firmly believe my story and my truth is my truth, and your truth is your truth. I have no responsibility.
My truth, truth is your truth.
So therefore, truth. I'm never, ever going to be one of those people that's going to out somebody or somebody I've been with. I'll tell you a story of my experience, but I'm never going to go and tell you exactly who it is, book, chapter, and verse. That is not your damn business. Like, that was the moment in time I had with me and mine, and that's all that's going to be with it. I believe in the sanctity of anonymity. And that's how I am. Like, you'd be like, girl, who it was? Dang. My damn business. Now, if it was a discussion with the dude that's saying, you know what, you can talk about it. It's cool to talk about it. I'll talk about it then. Hell, we can have him on the show. I do not mind. Never shame. Ever. Never that hoe.
Never that hoe?
Never that hoe.
Never ever that hoe. Never ever that hoe. Mm. No. Y'all didn't know we could sing over here too.
Old look, album.
Y'all leave them goddamn cows alone. Y'all done really just. Do we need to call PETA? Ain't that PETA? People are ethical treatment of animals.
Animals. Animals. All right.
Quote me on that. Fuck Peter.
People ASPCA, for the ethical treatment of animals.
Isn't it ASPCA or something?
No, that's where you drop them off where they abandon, ain't it?
No, they go and rescue too.
I thought Peter was the one for you to treat them right.
I mean,
Peter.
I guess, but Peter is Peter be on some shady shit.
Why you say Peter be on? Some
because shit? they right there with fucking Carol Bassett.
Mm.
Have you not watched The Tiger King in detail? PETA and Carol Bassett was the culprit for why Mr. Joe.
I told y'all I wasn't getting with that damn Tiger King. After that first couple of episodes, I was like, I'm over.
That's why he in jail, because of PETA and Carol Bassett. Fuck them both. I'm Team Tiger King.
So I was right. I just didn't say it right.
I'm Team Tiger King.
Ethical treatment of animals.
I know how he was treating those animals, but you know what? He can learn and stuff. He's like the Liberace of tigers.
They were founded in 1980.
The Liberace of tigers. He was eccentric.
But do you think he needs to stay in jail?
No.
Neither do I.
Nope.
I mean, think about it. There's a whole lot of people out here doing a whole lot of worse shit than him keeping some tigers.
That's what I'm saying. But I thought he was in jail for the hire part of trying to hire to get her killed. I thought that's what he was in jail for.
Shit. Well, you saying it makes me want to laugh.
I thought that's because he tried to hire somebody to kill her. I thought that's the reason.
I mean, okay.
Kill her ass. Everybody wanted her dead.
Their hate is a two-way street, and he wasn't the only one who didn't like that woman and didn't want her dead.
Right. And now that everybody else knows fucking Carol Bassett, nobody on the fucking planet likes Carol Bassett.
Like she a backtown. Ain't that woman's name Carol Baskins? Baskins.
Baskin,
Bassett.
That bitch is not being repped by nobody. That's the cancer culture has spoken. We don't like Carol Bassett, Basket, whoever that bitch is. We don't like
Arf.
Well, like I said, a whole bunch of people want her dead.
My God, y'all.
Including the other guy. What was the other guy's name? The other one who had the little zoo as well. The one with all the wives.
Oh, the drug kingpin.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, but he wanted her dead too, and he stated on camera. He said everybody didn't like Carol, didn't want her dead, or whatever, you know. And then we stopped fucking with her after she killed her husband.
Yep.
She didn't kill her husband. She put her husband in the cage with the tiger, and the tiger killed the husband.
She fed her husband to the fucking lions, bitch.
She did not kill her husband. She put her husband in the cage with the tiger.
She put him in a situation.
She gave him the meat-smelling cologne, and he put it on and went in there to go feed the tiger. And the next thing you know.
So she did not kill him. She's an accessory to the murder.
That bitch was a...
She's an accessory.
Guilty of getting her husband killed by a tiger.
Cannot be charged.
Tony the tiger ate her husband up.
She was an accessory. She cannot be charged. So
this bitch, she is 100% guilty. You can't change my mind of that at all. Fuck Carol Baskin. Okay. Baskin.
Y'all for the Tiger King people, y'all stop painting them damn animals. And I don't want to see no damn cats running around here looking like a damn tiger, even though they
on some real shit. Maybe you want to consider gay issues and gay rights while you want to imitate them for means of likes and clicks. So this is kind of a learning lesson, ladies and gentlemen.
Want
to think about it that way.
Wait. It ain't for likes and clicks, because I did watch the part where that host said that she get over 10 million from views on YouTube and all of that stuff.
Of course. She's making money.
Yeah, for the likes and the clicks. She getting paid.
Hand over fist. Well, she's making money.
Well, even more so. Like, you know, for the fucking money, you're making money off of the imitation of a homosexual man that, and mass media and most bright cultures demonize and exorcise and fetishize and treat us in diverse negative ways and doesn't support us. So maybe you want to support us next time. Support
a question.
Your local gay person.
I have a question.
Yes.
I got a little question. So. What happened to the zoo now that he in jail? Is it still going? Did the other husband keep running? Because I know the other one left him.
Didn't he get disbanded or something?
Yeah, they shut it down.
Oh. Yeah.
And she got half the inventory. So what the fuck does that tell you?
What you mean she got half the inventory?
Half of the cats. She got half of them, and the rest of them went to different zoos and stuff.
Okay, so but when we looked at... her facilities, she had hers really locked up like they were in cages more, and they weren't had the ability to roam. His place had more room to roam.
Exactly, and that's what his whole debate was with her, that she was keeping them in captivity like they were, prisoners, mm-hmm. and he kept them open where they can roam free, whatever, and let people come see them and everything like that. She didn't really let people come see them. She had... It was her zoo was like by appointment only. It wasn't like they could just come and say, oh, I want to see the cats or whatever. He was more so open to it.
because she was too big.
Him and the other guy.
50, she was having private groups come in there with 50 to 100 people. And wasn't it like $95 to get in?
No, no, sweetheart. It was $364 for you to come to a tour at her kingdom.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. No, mama.
Did you say $364?
Like you were, and that's another thing to see. You gotta watch the whole damn thing, because there was like an episode on there where he was saying, "So you mean you I'm coming all the way there, and you're gonna charge me like I'm going to Disneyland? I gotta pay $364 fucking dollars to come into your kingdom, Kale Bitchkin." You gotta watch the whole thing. I'm telling you, once you get into it, you really get tied into it.
He's a real son of a bitch.
You're not gonna say Carol Bitchkin.
She was a real son of a bitch. She was that, like, it wasn't like they were painting her as the villain. No, this bitch was the villain.
Right.
Real life villain. Real life, like, bitch, they didn't have to typecast her like a housewife. No, this bitch. This bitch.
That was reality.
This was pure reality. She was that bitch.
And she doesn't.
And her new husband is too scared to even talk to her. He looked like, "Oh, please don't feed me to them."
I know. He's like, He's like, "I see those tigers." She reminded me who I was.
I'm not done with y'all. And we're
Joe Exotic is worth $15 million, just so you know. I just Googled it.
And so you know what? After this fucking movie and all these deals he's gonna get after, he's gonna be worth more.
Oh yeah, triple that by now, I'm quite sure.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get Halloween costumes, here we come.
And I'm worth $2.
He getting them Halloween costume rights.
Google me. I'm worth $2. Google me.
You know how many fine ass dudes who want a bottom for him right now and want to drive their 11-inch dick up his ass right about now? Yes.
Yeah, we're back.
There's some fine ass dudes that look like fucking painted beauties right now that want nothing more than to bend over the fucking Joe Exotic right about now on a fans only site.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fernando is back on the mic. We've gone from the cow being painted like a tiger to what Joe is taking up his ass. Well,
because Joe Exotic, because they did say he got that PA. He got that Prince Albert.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I guarantee you, because of his celebrity, they you know, there are some boys out there that want to see what it looked like. They want to see what it do.
Okay, I'm done.
Like, do you
understand? So he's actually in jail for two counts of convicted of murder to hire against Carol Baskin.
Murder to hire. He tried to hire somebody to kill Bitchkin.
I don't believe that.
I put it this way. Why would he hate her all them years and then say, "Let me go ahead and kill this bitch"? It was more fun and more profitable for them to do this love-hate relationship situation. Made records, he made videos, he made all this shit, and she turned around and got all his clients and said, "Oh, well, don't go there, come to my zoo, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that."
So he got off on the drama.
Right.
He really did. Like, he fed off of this drama, this cat and mouse thing that he had, that they have together. So why would he want to get rid of that? I think that he's had drunk moments or moments where he's high on whatever drug of choice that he was on, and was talking about the side of his neck, and somebody took him a little too damn serious. And you know what? Everybody got a gay friend in their life. They get so damn dramatic where the whole entire night is about what the fuck they not gonna do. I'm going to his house tonight, and I'm going to do this. Watch, I'm about to go and look on his Facebook, and I'm going to trace his ass. Watch, I'm going to get in the car and do this. And the only place y'all go is to the double burger, the burger joint.
He was always wishing that she was dead.
Yeah.
He said that she was dead, period. Yeah. Point blank. But to say, that's what he said, "I wish she was dead," or whatever. But for me to go about trying to have her killed, No
time in the day. I don't think he had enough time in the day, bitch. He was done. He did too many drugs to care.
Right.
Well, Lord help us.
He had a short attention span, and the only thing that he was committed to was those tigers. He committed to nothing and nobody. That's why he had three men.
Well, I'll try to watch. Wait, three?
It's seven, ain't it? It's six or seven episodes?
I thought he was married to two.
Yeah, two men. Sorry.
You know, Fernando's around trying to get him, probably Carol's husband.
You never know, baby. Shoot, Carol's
That's husband. Why he's bitter. He killed off, she killed off one of his lovers.
You never know, shoot. All them drugs they were doing, I bet they had some old juicy booties out there.
Okay, I'm done with y'all. We're moving. We are moving. In other news, I need y'all to know that the other day, Chadwick Boseman, our resident Black Panther of Wakanda, baby, of Wakanda, he put up a nice little video, and I'm confused who it is. Is it Crackhead Black Panther?
Oh, damn, come on now.
Is it Chris Rock from...
Is it Chris Rock? I'm concerned.
New Jack City?
Right.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah. That I looked and I said, wait a minute. I see neck bones and I see cheekbones and I said, what the hell is going on?
And I know that he's already a small man. But I hate to say this. Y'all know I hate to say this. But you kind of look kind of like an AIDS recipient right about now.
Whoa.
Say that.
Wow, that's harsh.
Chadwick, honey, sweetie.
Like,
what's going on?
In his defense, I know that in these times, a lot of us who are like try to be very conscious about our diets are doing these very lean diet disciplines. Because I know my trainer has me on one. And it's almost virtually eating bird food. So you do lean out a lot. And if he's one of those people who has a high metabolism, it probably is not his best interest, but his body just shrinks really fast because it just burns really fast. He's probably eating one of those keto diets. I'm just assuming. I don't know this to be true, y'all. So my trainer has me on that fucking bird-ass diet with this lean protein shit. And that's all I want is some cookies. And, they got some cookies at the pizza place down the street.
See that one there. But we should say.
I got distracted one good second.
because you was going to the cookies. So we should say that the reason why we see him is he took to his social media on Wednesday to announce the launch of Operation 42, which a donation of $4.2 million in personal protective equipment to hospitals that service the African-American communities hit the hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. But unfortunately, that went totally left because the people got on social media. One person said, I hope you're okay. Your appearance has changed. Dude. Mm. I'm all in for this, but please reassure your fan base about your health, because even I'm starting to be kind of worried. So I'm not sure. And so Page Six has reached out to his press people, but they haven't received anything yet. Look, Chadwick, honey, you are a Black Panther. And you ain't the finest thing on the block, but we gave you, you know, because you was Black, you was Black Panther. You gave us Wakanda, we gave you a pass. But you can't come out looking like a crackhead or an AIDS recipient. That ain't happening.
Well, I mean, my thing is this, even though he's, you know, he lost it for a role or what have you, okay, we ain't filming shit right now. So
eat, bitch, eat.
Eat. Here, take this steak and go over there and
Fernando will fill you up. Fernando will cook for you. Come get some goddamn food in San Francisco.
You know what? I've been talking
to this. Take care of him in the bedroom.
Okay, to be honest with y'all, I've been talking to this dude who kind of looks like him, except a more well-fed version of him.
Oh, Lord, not a well-fed.
Oh, my God. Oh, he has this lightning white smile, and he has the hair is cut the same exact way with that. He has such a good conversation. Oh my God. Oh my God. Makes me wet in the pants.
Everything makes you wet in the pants.
Oh my God. I'm like, Have you ever been like that? Be talking to a dude?
And no, we ain't never been like that.
Like you just get lost in what he's saying, and you just zone out for a good second. You're like, oh, okay, hey, I forgot where I was, because that's all you can just be lost into whatever the fuck he's saying. Because you're like, damn, he got it like that. Mm. Well, break your fucking back, bitch.
Well, I don't want him to break my back. I don't
he
need
broke it. The fuck out my back. I was like, kill all my sciatica nerve.
Lord help us. Oh, so Chadwick, please eat. Because there's nothing coming right now. Please eat some food and get the full back in your face.
We want you to be in good health. We wish everybody to be in good health. And actually, we're going to talk about that on the show coming soon. So,
and make sure you donate to the foundation that he is talking about. Please make sure
the bigger story should be the foundation.
Right. After we read him for filth, you know, we got to tell y'all, go back.
I'm thinking positive about his appearance because I know that I have had those moments where I looked like I was malnourished too. And I was just on an ultra lean diet and I wasn't really checking myself. So
we'll put up the information for you to go to Operation 42 and y'all donate $5, $1, whatever you can, because every bit counts.
Absolutely.
If you want to send 50 cents.
Speaking of 50 Cent.
Oh, Lord.
Have y'all seen that TV show For Life?
Who? Polite?
For Life.
Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good little show. But what I need is 50 Cent to stop being on his shows that he produced. I'm getting tired of that shit.
You. I am so glad you said that, Lamont, because I was thinking the same exact thing. The moment I saw him cut the corner, and I'm like, why are you in the show like Puff Daddy in a rap video?
In all his artist videos, exactly. What the hell?
Like, I need you to be dancing in the fucking video, the fucking TV shows.
Because I thought the cast was good without him. What the hell?
Me too. I thought the storyline was good without him.
Now here we are again.
Here we are making it about him.
Power. What is it? Power 2? That's what we might as well. Well, actually, I guess we might as well call this Law Power.
Like I'm hoping the writers speak up or something, and they kill him off violently. You know, give him a lethal injection or something. stab him in the pussy or something.
Bad shank something.
Shake him in the pussy. Ooh, something.
He is going to be on there. He is the executive producer.
Please choke the life out of him or something, child. Let him get fucked by the wrong top. I hope he, like, you know what? I'm not for nothing. I don't wish this on nobody, but like, let him his demise be in a rape scene.
You know, I'm gonna say this.
Put it all out. Just
and I'm gonna leave him alone. But after he did what he did to Vivica Fox,
exactly.
I just think it made me think he is a bottom.
That's why I said I want to see him have a good gang rape scene in the final scene. Him just laid out with his booty hole just all open and juicy.
That ain't gonna happen.
Because you the see, way that
like a good
you seen his West Point?
I said you've seen his type before.
Oh, what's his type?
That so-called hardcore New York thug-ish demeanor that you're trying to portray.
Because we know the truth. Look, y'all know in celebrity gossip. In celebrity gossip, there's a video that he did that has been recirculated, and he had Mace in there. And in the video, basically, they're making it say he took Mace out on a date. He bought Mace ice cream. And so I watched the little video, and as I watched it, yes, it looked like him and Mace went on a date. So did he steal Mace from
a juicy booty?
I'm like, what happened?
Have y'all seen Mace booty? Mace got a juicy old pasta booty.
Didn't 50 Cent play a gay character in a movie before? I want to say. Might have to research that one.
Ooh.
Has he been in what, 2 movies?
No. It was a independent movie a long time ago, like when he was first starting out in the
must have been very independent.
Yeah. I want to say he did. Yeah, because didn't he lose a weight to play an AIDS patient or something like that?
Oh, he must have been an iPhone movie. I ain't hear of it.
Yeah, you got to Google that one. Because he lost, I remember he lost a whole lot of weight and the media was talking about it. And he was playing a guy with AIDS.
50 Cent?
50 Cent. Look it up.
Oh, All Things Fall Apart.
There it is. I was going to say Fall Something.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called?
Is it on YouTube?
Yep. It was a movie called All Things Fall Apart. And he was, Curtis Jackson. It was written by Curtis Jackson.
It was written by him.
Yeah.
Yep. It was shot in March 5th, 2011. And it was featured in the Miami International Film Festival.
Yep, there it is.
And there was a $7 million budget to it. Directed by Mario Van Peebles.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Peebles. There it is.
Yep.
There sure I knew was. I wasn't crazy.
He lost a lot of weight. It does not even look like him.
No, it don't. He looks like Chadwick. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a 50 Cent who's based on a character and a childhood friend who died of cancer, lost up to 54 pounds in order to accurately portray his acclaimed character to drop from 214 pounds to 160 pounds in 9 weeks after liquid dieting and running on a treadmill 3 hours a day, according to Associated Press. Yep.
Oh, Lynn Whitfield was in it too.
You know what, to be honest, I think he always wanted to be that kind of actor, but the thing is that his persona out, his personal life persona, gets in the way of that. I think that he wants to be the kind of actor that's revered, is looked at like how Puff Daddy is starting to be looked at. Like, because after Puff Daddy did Raising in the Sun, people started to take him serious as an actor.
But the thing,
oh,
he said after Puff Daddy did Raising in the Sun, that people started taking him serious, which is true. But the thing is about with 50 Cent is he had a conversation with Mario Van Peebles in regards to producing and making movies and things like that and making your own money. So, not Mario Van Peebles, I'm sorry, Byron Allen. And so after that, he started doing all these productions and, having partnering up with Queen Latifah to produce stuff and everything like that or whatever. But the thing about it is he still got that mentality that I need to be seen instead of, in the background. So that's why he keeps on coming in the forefront. And I don't know why he keeps on coming in the forefront. I mean, some things work, some things don't. I heard he was good in Power. I never seen it.
Neither.
I watched Power. Sorry, that wasn't... He was just a regular thug in there. That was Omari Hardwick's show. Oh, yes, it was. And yeah. What's the girl's name? The black girl from the Cheetah Girls? Hell. She played the wife. Damn it. Oh, my God.
Look it up. You know, after a certain year of age, we got to look up shit. Why are you...
That's why there's Google,
honey. And we have it right here for you. What is her damn name?
No, Netscape.
Who?
Netscape.
I wonder if Netscape.com is still available. Nope. It goes to AOL.com.
They bought it out years ago, yeah.
Child, I don't, I keep up with a lot of stuff. But
Natari Naughton, that's her name, Natari Naughton. She played the wife in Power. She's not Cheetah Girls. She's from 3LW. Sorry, Cheetah Girls. She's not one of yours. She's from 3LW. Yes, Natari Naughton, Omari Hardwick, and the white boy. Oh, the white boy. Is it Joseph Sakara? Yes, Joseph Sakara that played Tommy. Honey, gave you your entire life. 50 Cent was just a regular thug in that movie. There was no stellar performance by him. He didn't deserve no Emmy, none of that. It was just a I play a thug, and this is what I look like.
I think that he just, I don't think he really sink, like, he wants to sink into his character a lot. I want to see the movie now. I'm curious about seeing that movie, because I didn't, I didn't know anything about it.
YouTube is shit. It ain't like we ain't got time.
Yeah, we have plenty of time, so I'm going to watch the movie.
And
I really want him to be as great as he works himself on to be. I mean, you can't take away the fact that he became a really successful mogul as an African American man.
I was a fan. I was until.
Yeah, me too. I like his music. I mean, I'm all about his fucking music. I think he got real talent, and he became.
Just want to hit it. That's all you want. You want to hit it. You want to hit it. I know you do.
No, actually, you know what's true? I wasn't interested in him. I never was interested in him like that. I always seen him, but the sin is like that honey girl kind of dude that I would talk to and kiki with and talk shit on the regular. Like, I never seen him as a dude that I want to bang or get banged by. Like,
I was good until he did Vivica. When he said Vivica had
granny panties. I was that last dude that I would just kiki with on the regular.
He could have got it.
But you don't think that was more, you don't think that breakup was mutual? You think that was all on 50 Cent?
He was in his fucking feelings.
Oh, he was in his feelings, yeah. That's why he said she had on, that she wear granny panties.
we all know Vivica is not quiet. So
she's never quiet.
She wore granny panties.
I wish her career was better.
Hey, she doing good. And she
I just think that she could have been like, if she really, really, really threw herself into it hard enough, she could have been like that, a bigger actress. On bigger,
and she could have been on Holly's level.
Yes.
I mean, Vivica is another one of those who like to be in the background. A lot of people don't want to be in the forefront. She produces
she has that real talent. She's very confident in her sexuality, her beauty as a woman, and she really does know how to get into a character that's familiar to a lot of people. Like, she has that kind of quality about her, like, that is relatable, and in when you see her act, you know, I could have seen her like that.
Okay.
Vivica Fox. All right.
Just like, what's the name? Remember, what's the name? What was the name? That woman from Young and the Restless. She played. She was a black actress.
Morgan.
She was the mother.
Oh, Debbie Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw her like being the Meryl Streep of acting.
Well, she couldn't be that because she never left the soaps. She stayed in there with them soaps, and she missed a lot of time to get big films because when you're doing a soap, you don't have time to do a movie. They only give you that little break, a hot break.
It's proud.
She stayed on that soap for 5 million years, but because it was a guaranteed check.
That's just like with Kenan Thompson. I mean, it's like, what is he gonna do after Saturday Night Live? I mean, it's exactly. He's just stuck. Like, everybody else has came. Did they little 5 year or 3 year contract and they gone? And he's been there for what? How long has Kenan been on there? He's like the longest running African American.
You gotta know when your brand is growing and you have to grow with it. It's ever evolving. And you have to be in that mindset that you gotta ever evolve that damn brand. Sometimes your brand is to grow and be bigger than you think it can be. And sometimes you gotta open that door and let the air in.
And sometimes you gotta understand that you ain't going no further than where you are. Tamar Braxton, your time is over. Go sit down.
You know what? If she can get some discipline within herself if she learned a little bit of Toni Braxton.
No, she can't. She'll never get that.
Personality is everything. And once
that girl has
Let's not forget that we created that monster.
Oh, y'all created that monster, because I ain't never been a Tay Martian.
Yeah, I ain't never been a Tay Martian either, but we used to watch the Braxtons just to see what the fuck she was gonna do and say.
But you know what? I love to hear her sing.
I only watched the Braxtons because of Tony. That was the only reason I was watching Tay Martian. I want to see Tony. I need to see Tony, honey.
I've seen Tamar sing live twice, and to me, she's a good singer. But again, there was a thing, God rest his soul, Daryl Cole used to always say, some people, you just got to love them from the stage. Unfortunately, when they come off the stage, they're a totally different person, totally different persona, totally different attitude or whatever. So it's like, you know, you're a cool singer or whatever, and when somebody comes off stage, they say, oh, I thought you were a wonderful singer, whatever. I know. That's her attitude.
Yeah, I think that if she...
She's not a thank you. She's a I know.
If she would allow her honesty to flow through her music, she would be that artist. Because she really has a voice that could do some to move people in a way that's beyond her if she was able to send her own honesty and to be still. If she was able to do that, you know, the Lord would speak through her in a much more honest way than it does now. She gets in her own way. Because
well, I know this new single is not moving me, so we'll see.
I think she's more afraid of herself than she knows.
Oh, wait.
Tony's new single is nice.
I love her as an artist because I don't know her beyond that. I think her voice is fucking amazing.
She got a new single out?
Who, Tony?
No, Tamar.
Tamar? Yes, she do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oops.
See, exactly. And you want to know why you don't know it? It's because she's independent now. Don't nobody want to sign her ass.
Well, if you want to be truth be told, then I'm going to leave her alone and we'll get off this celebrity gossip mess. We'll get off of them. But if you want to be truth be told, when she put out this other album with Love and War and they came out and said she was a new artist, they was a new artist lie because she had already had a record deal before then. So how the hell are you a new artist if you already had a record deal? Your record just never came out. You got shelved.
But there's a statute of limitation with with the Grammy organization that after 5 years you can't be categorized as a new artist.
Well, the thing is, like, say what you want to about her husband, but he got her like that was the one time he got her to set the fuck down and got that damn album out
all day long.
So then, just like Christian years,
said, I think we've seen
the fuck out of that album.
Tamar. Because Vince is no longer in her life, so therefore she doesn't have any balance. She doesn't have anybody to keep her
structured. Because
this new dude, I don't think he's even got a backbone enough to keep her structured. She needs, you know, people who are extroverts, they need somebody to keep them balanced. And she does not have anybody to keep her balanced now.
Now her hand is bigger than everything.
Right.
You know what? I think things start like it. According to the TV show and how it rolled out, the moment he started losing that weight is when she started to get a little skittish with how she seen him. The moment he started losing all that weight, she was real comfortable with him being who he was. And
exactly,
her Teddy Ruxpin.
He's my fat producer in the background, my husband, and you know I ain't got to worry about him going nowhere, and I ain't got to worry about nobody else trying to get him. Now that he lost his weight
because
and his health together and looking way better,
because people wanted him when he was big and fat because he had money. So I don't know why she didn't think, because he was getting it then too. So it wasn't
right. Sure was, baby, because I know some girls throw that pussy straight on up in the air for a big ass dude with a big dick.
That's her Teddy Ruxpin.
I've done it
all day long, but when he lost the weight and got his health together, now he can see clearly. See how God will open up your eyes?
The rain is gone.
Thank you, Chris.
Woo! Thank you. Hallelujah. So,
yeah.
He looked good and said, oh, yeah, my dick is big.
Yeah, I can, there it is. I ain't got to sit down and pee no more.
I can see it.
He's like, well, motherfucker, shit, I did have the big dick I thought I had.
I can
there see it is.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave her alone. Y'all know me and this Tamar thing.
I still love Tamar.
Condolences to Trina Braxton because they did cancel her show in Atlanta.
You know what?
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I always thought she was a little bit offbeat.
With Trina Braxton, Quad, and the other girl from the one that was that the what's that girl that everybody really, Selena Johnson, yeah.
Selena.
Who told Nikki on the thing, you just, there's a special place in hell for you.
In hell for you, girl.
Selena, girl, you forgot that show you was on was executive produced by Nikki. So no matter if you didn't want her on the show, regardless, again, she was getting her coins because she was the executive producer. So you need to learn these things before you jump up and open your mouth.
So again, who? Because without her, there would be no Hugh.
See, there you go.
Who helped you made your check cashable?
Because see, Trina was very humble, and she knew she that sure Tony did, Braxton
she was knew she got a business nobody was going to, and she had to pay them bills for the workers that she got that ain't cooking for nobody and pouring no drinks for nobody because
the only bar chicks now, this is alive. Bar Chicks is the spot in Atlanta. People go to Bar Chicks.
No, the other first restaurant she had.
Which other restaurant?
She had a restaurant before Bar Chicks. Didn't she?
That one we had to Google. Wait,
did she? If she did, I showed her. I never heard of her. No. Bar Chicks took four seasons. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Wrong person. Never mind.
You thinking of Candy Burns?
No. I had exactly. I was thinking the wrong bitch. My bad. Trina, never mind. Her restaurant is popping. You're right, because it's over in Swanee.
I was like, she had a restaurant before this?
No. I was see, you know what? That's me and my racism, like all black chicks look alike.
Oh, I didn't say that, y'all. That just so they all got the same home, that was Fernando. Don't be in my goddamn inbox.
They all got the same Indian weave. So they all got the same wavy motion wave hair from the same virgin Indian girl they scalped for it.
Oh my God!
You're dumb as hell.
I'm not with you.
I'm like after a while they like dudes with a fade, like they go get the number two, the number five, the number six. Like they go look on the wall up here and you can give me the two, number two with the same makeup and the same hairstyle. I'm like, y'all.
We may have the same hairstyle, but we do different. We look different. Men come in all different types of sizes.
Right, because we just like that. Because
I may have a number two, and you may.
Like, girl, y'all need to diversify y'all wig collections.
Well, I've diversified mine right now, honey. I got a fabulous wig for you.
Yeah, I got an overgrow right now inside of.
We all waiting on our barber coronavirus. Thank you, Rona, bitch.
Shoot, I would let my barber have it right now if he fucking just cut my hair. Like,
oh, Lord, and we're moving.
Me and my barber are not like that. He's like my sister girl. Not to take away from him, because he's a fine ass man. If y'all see my barber, he's a fine ass white man. Oh my God. But we not like that. I don't think about him like that. That's my sister girl. We kiki and shit in the barber. I don't think. I can't even picture him naked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna have to go on YouTube and talk about what I just saw in the news.
But I'm desperate.
I'm have to do a video. I won't talk about y'all on the fella's point of view. I'm gonna have to cuss y'all out on YouTube.
What are you talking about on YouTube?
Because that just threw me.
What threw you?
There's a church in North Richmond that has service on Easter Sunday. All Nations Church of God in Christ. And so the sheriff just cited y'all because y'all didn't have on no mask. Y'all didn't do no social distancing. So you hoes stay away from me.
Y'all should be eligible to file taxes.
Because you know Fernando going to mess with y'all. Y'all better stop because Fernando going to start a petition that if you want to do all of this stuff, he going to say take your tax exempt. So y'all better get with the program.
I'm telling you, I say a lot on my Facebook, I will go in cabinet. I will go from cabinet to cabinet. I will go from bedroom to bedroom.
Bedroom to bedroom.
If I have to, I will blackmail and everything.
Bedroom. He said bedroom.
Yep. I don't understand. Why you got these churches still having services? God gives you wisdom. So what are y'all thinking?
You could do that. You could amen from Zoom.
They ain't got the wisdom. They ain't got wisdom just like this other fool. Y'all know that this fool done came out again. And y'all know, that's why I say vote. Y'all gotta go vote. You gotta go vote. Kanye West has officially endorsed that he will be voting again for Donald Duck to become the president again in 2020.
He has nobody's relevancy. Nobody is checking for him, looking for him, talking about him, wanting to be about him. No. Get out of here.
There are some dummies that follow him.
Well, good for them.
And the sad part, what these people don't understand, is that a lot of y'all get y'all checks in the mail. Y'all get stuff come in the mail. And this man is not bailing out the post office, who is, if goes well and they say we're going to vote by mail in November, the post office won't be here in November.
Right.
That will allow this fool to be president again, because y'all votes won't never, and then y'all that's always sitting at home talking about my vote don't matter, my vote don't matter. Fool. I don't know if Kanye West told you that. That's like, why.
Think about it while you're thinking about what you're going to tell your cardinal people.
Because they want to know.
They really want to know. I know most people in most cities and states, you know, they're good with electricity because they got the halt and everybody else. But I'm talking about that internet though. That bill don't sleep.
None of them bills sleep.
And you need to stream on your Roku, because you can't. Because back in the day, you used to be able to steal cable from your neighbor, but nowadays they stream it on Roku too. What you gonna do, boo?
Roku wants your credit card. If you don't have your credit card, they keep sending you a little email saying,
"And you can't stream no good old TV on a shared Wi-Fi. It gotta be a good strong signal. It can't be that one bar.
Hotspots don't work.
Hotspots don't work. So I'm like, times are hard, baby. What you gonna do for some streaming app login?
But the sad part about this thing. He did like four or five key speaking points in his desire to convert. Kanye West did. And this is he said four things. He said, I buy real estate. It's better now than when Obama was in office, is what he told GQ magazine. I'm definitely voting this time, and we know who I'm voting on. He also added in another speaking point, I'm not going to be told by the people around me and the people that have their agenda that my career is going to be over. Because guess what? I'm still here. Jesus is King was number one.
your net worth is irrelevant to the rest of the people who don't give a fuck. Like, how many not fucks do we give about you? We only follow you to see about how much we don't give a fuck about you no more. Like we not checking for you no more, my nigga. I'm just saying.
And the problem is, here's the perfect example. He is on the cover of GQ. And the fools that follow him are going to believe that this is the time, because they don't do the research for themselves. And they believe that, so let me say this. For those of y'all with no money, your position on buying property is totally different from his position on buying property. When you have money, it makes a whole big difference. And he can always win over somebody else when you're purchasing property and when you're selling property, because he can hold out. He can hold a property for a year sitting there vacant while you don't have that, because you're trying to get this capital and you're trying to turn that project over.
Duplexes in your neighborhood, just saying.
Don't listen to this.
Could be bought and owned and managed by Kanye West.
And let's not forget that his net worth is over $250 million.
He does have money, y'all, so you need to watch where your property is being. When I say instead of y'all sitting up in here complaining about gentrification taking over your property, no, go talk to your nanas and whatnot. That's the ones that's selling the property, because y'all not coming to cut her grass no more or paint her shutters or anything like that. So that's too much for her to do. So when somebody offers her some cash money for her house, nana thinking about she going to take a vacation and go hit the casino. Because y'all fucking entitled asses don't come around no more anyway.
So that's
what you gotta think about. And if you wanna own some shit, go talk to all your nanas who maybe got some retirement checks and go pull some money together and go buy some houses. And then call your nephews and mom and them to go that knows how to do some renovations. Everybody got them in the family. Take that shit serious. Take your craft serious. Take who you are serious and start doing better about your neighborhoods if you care that fucking much. Put some common sense and some structure around that shit. and you ain't gonna have no Kanye Wests in your neighborhood. And you be
investing in yourself.
Invest in yourself.
Go that nephew that work in banking or whatnot, go ask him about what he know. We're just talking about, oh, he's too good for us. No, go learn some craft.
And I didn't know this because I didn't purchase his album and I don't purchase his music. He claiming that his album was number one on Billboard and on Insider, who compiled some doggone thing, his album made the number two for the worst, disappointing album of the year.
Yeah, like nobody was checking for him.
So for y'all to follow him, I really need it's y'all. Just,
people are entertained by his shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
I was thinking about some other bullshit, but that was all I had.
Shenanigans is not going to help you people because y'all really sit at home. We can't stress the seriousness of voting. I really can't.
Right.
We're trying our best to get you to understand this. We give it to you comical. We try every way we can. But your vote counts.
Let me put the microphone to my lips. Do you hear me right now?
Dildo.
Oh, my. Oh, bitch.
Y'all, leave me alone because y'all know I'm going to go there. Y'all know I'm going to be all, like, y'all going to bait me and I'm just going to go for it. I was, like, trying to talk to my microphone.
I kept looking at that thing and I was like, well, what? You see, y'all can't see this at home, but I kept looking at this thing what it was. And it looked like a damn dildo.
He calls him Ernie. I don't
look like a dildo. Well, you know what?
See there? Think about it.
Wait a minute. I've had this.
Oh, I got it, y'all. I was trying to figure out how to screenshot it. I got a picture, y'all. It'll be on our it'll be on our Instagram page. Prop it up and y'all will see him. I told y'all I thought it was something. But no, the series, y'all know we joke.
I'm fine for here. Like, I passed something like that good old short and thick. Okay. That'll do some damage.
Vote. V-O-T-E.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Vote. That's the
please.
Of the story.
Vote.
That like is- your life depends on it. And it does.
Oh. That's what I was gonna say. I said this on my Facebook. People came for me, and you can come for me all you want to, as long as you're coming. But I said, you know what? I will push for legislation for people who do not vote to have to pay a voting tax, where either it come out of your taxes or garnished out of your wages. And so if you do not vote, then that money that comes out of that tax will pay for homelessness and underprivileged people because you know what? While you sitting here not voting, there could be things in legislation that could be voted upon that would actually help the people that you claim to have a bleeding heart for. So this is how you want to help them by any means necessary now. If you're not going to do some good in the world, well, your money will.
By any means necessary.
By any means necessary. Because I know in San Francisco, there's some bleeding hearts in this motherfucker who will sit here and berate you and bash you, but walk right past a homeless person like it's nothing. Like it's freaking nothing. So, you know, I'm not going to.
You're not going to. I agree. I think that's a very good idea. What the hell did I just say?
We are having technical difficulties. What's going on right now?
I was like, what's going on? Because I'm going and going. I'm like, do I need to keep on going? Because I'm like running out of words.
Not the Energizer Bunny.
I'm looking at y'all like I was looking at y'all like I look at a man by sucking dick like, okay, what do I do next? Because you're just flailing like right now. I don't know what does that mean? Okay, is it don't like it's coming, it's coming, it's like you're coming now? Okay, shit, wait a minute. Do I have to move? Do I have to hold on? Do I have to duck? What the fuck is that signal?
And
because I'm up here paying lip service to the microphone, and I'm like, what are they doing? Sign language? I don't read sign language.
Because see, that's why I thought it was a deal. That's why I thought it was a deal.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna keep going, y'all. I got words to throw it.
So we're gonna take a commercial break, and we're gonna come on right back. And so, because we're gonna go on over into our discussion for this evening, y'all know we have to pay our advertisers or something. What's the word I'm saying? We're gonna take a commercial
sponsors.
Break.
Our sponsors.
Pay our pimps.
Big Joe and Lil Esther.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed that commercial break. We hope you enjoyed it. It is just amazing. So for, as you know, like I say, we always do, everybody sends in their suggestions. So our discussion this evening, we're going to go with one or two of them. And I think, because, you know, I'm confused. Oh, Lord. Do we want to go with this one? Did Fernando just say he want to get to,
Lord. I didn't say anything. Well,
yeah, thank God. So one of our discussions is dating in the corona and the dating a public figure. So I'm sure that Fernando, who just put his glasses on, for those of y'all at home, he's getting studious on us because he must be talking about him dating a public figure right now. Or is there something that you want to tell our audience at home?
No. Like I said before, I preferenced on earlier in the podcast, that I kiss and tell without actually divulging names and people and whatnot, because that's not my truth to tell. I can tell you that I have been with some public figures before. Yes. More than one, yes. At the same time, maybe.
Interesting. Very interesting. So for those of you that are at home, Lamont is our only one. Well, Lamont is dating too, because he has a husband. So they have to have date night. So tell us, how does date night work when you're trapped in the house?
It just turns differently, you know. It turns special, you know. There are candlelights and movies and things like that that you would usually do
kitchen area.
When you go out.
Y'all travel in our kitchen area and then the Riviera bedroom.
Right. We enjoy the living room for the movie and the dining room for the dinner and the bedroom for dessert.
Yes.
But as far as dating public figures, I did date a couple back in my day. Yes, I did. Two of them was on a prominent television show. Yes, I did. But yeah, it has its ups and downs.
I wasn't dating them. We were just fucking.
Well, we all know that my past, I have dated a couple of, I was in serious relationship with a couple of recording artists, and I dated a basketball player, for those of y'all that don't know. If you don't know, well, I did date an NBA player and a regular player that was on a team. So there's a difference when you date somebody that sits on the bench. I wasn't dating somebody that was on the bench.
Financially, there's a difference.
There's a big difference, baby. And I also, for those of y'all that don't know, I dated a big drug dealer for a while, too.
Ditto, likewise, in the 90s.
There's a big drug dealer. Went to jail, paid all my bills, took care of me, took care of a home and all of that.
I want to keep far away from that because my father had that past.
Well, and I did run the operation for about 3 years while he was away.
No.
And I'm the total opposite. I didn't run the operation and none of it could be in my house. That was my stipulation. I don't care what you do out there on the streets, but what comes over here can't be in this house. It just can't do that.
I haven't had like fulfilling sexual experiences with drug dealers. So hopefully maybe one of them would DM me one day and change my mind.
your sexual appetite is just so different from everybody else's. I enjoy.
You gotta speak to me in multiple languages. I have had sex with so many different languages, so many different nationalities, so many religions.
You see, I was in love. I was in love, and we dated. You know what? I can't even say dated. I want to say dating because we were in a relationship. So we were together, lived together, the whole thing. So I won't call that dating. So I won't call that dating. Now, I call the couple of gospel singers. I call them, I dated some. I call them B-list. B-list. They were on the B-list. Thanks to Lamont Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
I have fucked a couple drag queens.
Drag queens. Transgender. Ooh, drag queens.
They're not transgender. They were all like drag queens. Like
performers. Drag queens. Because now we got all this terminology. But
drag performers because I don't think I remember any one of them that I've been with wore bottoms.
Oh, my. I've joined some groups to try to help my dating situation out right now. So I've joined a couple of groups on Facebook, these Facebook groups. One that's in 40s, 50s, and 60s for older gentlemen. Then I think the other one is called Brotherly Love. And so I'm conversating in said rooms. But this is what I don't understand. So everybody is at home cooped up right now. And you say you want to be in a relationship. You want to date, but yet you don't want to have conversation. I'm confused.
They want to have a jerk-off session.
Exactly.
They want to be like, let me see your stroke game. I'm like, but I did that with six guys ago. Like, how about you should have jumped in on this group chat so we all could have got the picture at one time, this one moment, and all went by our damn business because it's only so many times you can do this camera shit.
Oh, Fernando, let's get paid. You want to do the show and I charge for it. We do it on Zoom and we lock it once the people come in.
Maybe I am not here for that.
Wait, I just said about that. We can make some money on Zoom. I can get up to 100 people on Zoom. We charge $25 a head. You have to pay in advance on PayPal. Thank you very much. There are no refunds.
So, shorts over here too. Look, I have like gut out and everything.
That was a little solid there.
Yeah, that's solid. That's solid. Good.
That was a little solid.
I'm in the corona. The only thing that grew is my butt. And my butt grew. So my butt just like, she's
all nice. Right, Rona. She's working. Look at there.
She's nice in the Rona. The booty is all nice in the Rona. I've been doing my squats and whatnot.
Squat, baby. Squat.
I've been doing squat. Because you know what? After my ex sent me that picture that he sent me, I was like, you know what, motherfucker?
He messed you up. He psychologically messed you up.
Was it a shame picture? Wait a minute. What kind of picture?
The one that we saw last week. He been stuck on that picture.
That picture, Lord.
In some kind of way, honey. Some kind of way.
I'm lifting these weights. Do you see these arms? I'm working on these arms.
So dating, let me tell you people.
Because dating sucks.
And it wouldn't suck if people would really date. If you really say you want to date, this is opportunity. People are at home. You can have some serious conversation because people have shit else to do right now. This is the time for you to get to know somebody.
You find out who's intelligent and who's not.
And who's not.
You can't be no basic bitch in this corona. You got to learn how to have a real conversation because that's the only thing you got for a long ass time right about now.
That part.
Because we're gonna be stuck in the house for a while.
So you got to learn yourself.
They're saying July 1st now. I'm like, okay, for real.
Yeah, and that's if we can go into actual controlled gatherings, controlled environments. There's not gonna be like happenstance. We just bump into somebody no more.
Well, no, events won't even come back till 2021.
Right, that's what they're saying in California.
The shelter in place thing may not go out of effect until 2022.
So I mean I need y'all to get this new wave. Oh, I should do some Zoom speed dating.
I need me a man. I'm just saying. But you need to have you need to be a freak ass nasty motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Do you want me to be nasty?
Because if I'm gonna be stuck in this shelter in place, you need to have a catalog of shit that you can do.
And I just need you to be able to hold a conversation. And let's have real talk, and let's talk about stuff. Let's talk about our goals and what we want to do together, what we want to achieve. And I need you to like wine, goddammit. I need you to
That's gonna be on the first week. Like, we done talked about all that, fast forward through that shit. We done had a Dawson's Creek moment and everything. Okay, now how many ways can we fuck each other until we fall asleep? Just what can we do to exhaust each other physically so we can go to fucking bed?
Unfortunately, sex is not in the thing because that's not till July. So you're going to have to learn to conversate for months. You need to be able to have some real conversation for months. The only sex you're going to be having is via Zoom and whatever, FaceTime.
But here's the good thing is I have conversation. I could talk all day long. As y'all know, y'all can't shut me the fuck up. I'm always talking, so I'm never out of fucking words.
Y'all hear that? He said it himself. We didn't say it.
There's confession. There was a confession, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I own every part of me. I am a motor mouth. I am very excited about connecting with people, and I talk way too much sometimes. Yep.
And we didn't know that, but there's a you can do drive-by confessionals with the priest right now. I didn't know that. Sidebar, sorry.
You could just do drive-by confessionals with me.
I didn't know that. I said, so you can drive up to the priest.
It'd be recorded.
But I'm like, how do you drive by a priest and do your confessional?
Drive by a confessional priest? Nah, I ain't trying that.
Box, and he.
You I can't, don't know.
But that was.
I mean, if they have a drive-in service, they can have drive-by
priests. Like ever since I've been inside of a priest, I'm not with that priest no more.
Lord help us today, Jesus help us. Jesus. So
I've been inside of a priest's booty hole. That changed everything. Y'all. I'm going to confess to something.
Blasphemy. That's blasphemy. What you doing?
I can't confess to something I've been inside of. Nope.
Y'all at home, we would love to hear what you're dating. What's happening with y'all? Y'all know.
Are y'all dating a priest too? Like I was.
TheFellasPointOfView@gmail.com. Email us. We would love to hear from you or inbox us.
Oh, you know what? Inbox us about your like you know, unlikely connections that outside your norm, things, people that you connected with you never thought you connected with, because
and those it worked.
Yeah, because I have, you know what to tell you,
that damn kangaroo when they connected with that damn kangaroo.
Well, you know what? Because I do have friends that you will look at them in public and don't think they're actually together. Like I have this one friend I met at the gym. And he is like, he's built like, you know, the surfer body kind of guy with the V-shaped back with the tight booty and the thing. He has that quintessential white boy look. And his boyfriend is a thick, round, you know, curvy Latino man. And he's short.
Y'all go to that gym for us. Y'all pay to meet up. That gym is just that's y'all, what they call it?
Hookup spot, sis.
Like I tell everybody. You know what? You look like your brand of beauty. That's because the thing is that, like, for me, I did not, like, a lot of this, part of my losing weight was the has been and was the vanity, but a lot of it was for my own self-pleasure, my own self-entertainment. I am not doing it for nobody else, to get nobody else, for nobody else. This was all me, and from, like, I look at my body, it's like, oh, I like the way that shit looks. I like the way I look. It is all for me, not for anybody else, not because I couldn't get a man as a bigger bitch, because I was a bigger bitch still throwing it back like that. I was getting paid for it too, motherfucker. So, like,
God help this boy.
So what I'm saying is, do it for your own happiness. Do everything for your own happiness. Don't do nothing for nobody else, for nobody else, baby.
Fernando said, do it for yourself. Now, the other thing that's in our discussions on this evening, so y'all know, because I know that President Trump is President Trump is trying to throw this blame everywhere else. But unfortunately, we do know, whether y'all know it or not, he, do y'all think at home that he knew about this virus? Do y'all think that he set back? Because if you watch the news reporter the other day, he was arguing with the news reporter, and she said, so what did you do for the whatever the amount of days she said? It was like a month. What did you do all this time? And we first found out about this, I want to say January 19th is when they said that there was something coming. And he didn't enact anything until March 3rd, March 19th, 19th, 13th, I think it was the 19th.
March 8th or 9th, I think it was.
Somewhere around there. And this is after he found out January 19th and him and Fox.
Well, I mean, they're actually saying that he knew back in December, like the beginning of... At the beginning, the first week in December, he knew he heard about something that was going on in China and that he was thinking that it wasn't going to make it to the United States. And he didn't want to affect everybody during the holiday time, during Christmas time and New Year's and all that. But yeah, January date came out when he was reported the second time he found out and heard about it. Ooh. So the first time he heard about it was the beginning of December. And he said, I don't want to affect the holidays. I want everyone to go off. I want everyone to go ahead and be, you know, Congress is going to shut down. So I want to go ahead and let everyone enjoy the holidays. We'll just deal with it next year. And so then the second time when it came back in January, that's when he said, okay, well, let's go on, blah, blah, blah. And then I want to say, was it February? Was it like February or beginning of March when he shut down the borders and all that or whatever and said yep. no international traveling?
Yeah.
That's when he
did that. Yeah. I'm so over him. I'm so over him. And my only thing is that I'm praying that people do not take these stimulus checks. Do not take everything else, the second roll of stimulus checks that they're talking about doing. Do not take that for granted. Do not take the fact that, okay, all of a sudden there's going to be a vaccine that he's going to initiate. Don't take that for granted and say, oh my God, well, he got us out of the pandemic, so let's go ahead and vote for him. Don't be that stupid, please. Please don't be that stupid.
Because remember how many of your friends and family members and your loved ones he done let die already.
Exactly.
When he closed down the office that President Obama had set in place that knew how to handle epidemics.
Right. I'm going to cut that funding and put it towards the military. That's what he did. We really needed money for the military. And then I guess we need the money for the war that you decide to start.
Yes.
Dumbass.
The war that you decide to start. Because we were fine by ourselves.
And right.
I just need y'all to understand that while y'all don't get it at home, people are privy to stuff, and greed makes people do stupid stuff. And right. He knew, whether y'all want to accept it or not, he knew. But he was more concerned about big businesses, because what y'all, just like with the stimulus checks that we just got, he did not put into the thing where the Republicans, let me say this, his band of goonies, refused to put in the big businesses who got money from the stimulus account, because there were a lot of businesses that got money. Your name should be in there. If your business is getting money, it should be public knowledge. If the government is giving you some type of funding, it should be public knowledge. And it's just like, why did the airlines get more money? I'm so confused that companies that are worth billions, you mean to tell me for a 2 month or a 3 month period, you're worth billion, you can't afford to pay your employees?
Right. Where's your insurance policies at?
Because we talked about that last week, because Wimbledon show was able to pay their people.
Yeah.
They were able to pay that.
I don't want you to be dumb nor ignorant. So are the airlines. I don't know why we're throwing money they way.
Well, you know what? I encourage you guys to go and listen to the coronavirus special with Anderson Cooper that happened tonight on Thursday. That's Thursday, April 16th. Like it
last night, the night before
Vice President of Biden
Google it.
Said, Biden had a step-by-step on how he was going to go and revitalize the market through stimulus packages, and how he was going to do it in a step-by-step program, all the way down to the mom pops, like the actual mom pops he was talking about specifically. And I love that he broke it down for people tonight, Thursday, April 16th, because I think they shed some light on what you would get from him as a president. And I love that he just laid it all out. He's like, here's where we're at. Here's our current situation, where we are in the marketplace. Things are not going to be the same. And we're going to have to roll out step by step on people going back to work and how we're going to do that. What he offered is a 50-50 program where there was a flat, like all employees pay their employees a flat amount. And then the other half of it is supplemented by the federal government. So you get your entire paycheck. But the thing is that you have to, you know, your workload would be doubled because it'd be less people able to go into the building and do those jobs. So that's what he was saying. Like, you would have to have more of your workload, but you would get all of your paycheck. Mm. And it will allow people to still be going to work without actually having to fire people.
You mean furloughing them?
Yes. Yeah. And when he broke that down, I said, that makes sense to me. That's what the federal government should be doing, supplementing your paychecks so it's not on the burden of your employer because they're also in a struggle as well. So to balance it out, we're going to help them out by helping you out.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to have a mind to do politics.
And I was like, damn, he just broke it down for me. And I was like, that made sense to me.
Of course. Those that have sense know it.
Yeah, it made sense to me.
It's really sad that we are really in this state that we're in. It really is.
It's sad, and we're the laughing stock of the world, and wow, there's nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do about it. I mean, this pandemic is in 180 countries, and I don't know.
I don't know what we're going to do. All we know is to just keep going.
All we know to do is pray and hope and have faith that it will all turn around, and we'll all be here to see it turn around. And he knew last year that this shit was coming, and decided to do nothing until the last minute. And by the time you did it, it was like it was already too late.
Too late. And I really hope that you guys get what we're saying. We can't say it enough.
We care about us, our friends and family and loved ones and the country that we live in. Because I think that we kind of start to take, like, as we get further away from the history that we have language ourselves from, I think we get a little bit further away from, you know, being extinctful as we should be about the things that we are, where it comes to us freely, where other countries do not, other places do not. Their voice is not heard, their truth is not heard, it's not available to them, and it's not their right. So I think that the thing is that it was, and for a lot of our black asses, it wasn't our right either. Mm-hmm. So I think that we should be really thankful about that and really take some real thought about it, especially as people that want to sit here and not vote because they don't have their star player in the game. I'm like, well, damn it, they got another player. And the thing is, they're trying to win the whole damn thing. So get behind your star player and do the damn thing, because that's how we got to do it. Just like your mama trying to figure out what bill she was going to have to pay what month, she had to make a hard decision. She didn't want to also do some shit. She held the damn nose and did what she had to do for the greater good to keep you going. So if you got to break it down to that small thing in your head to get your ass to get up on one more little fucking vote, then whatever rationale you got to do, get your ass up and vote. Make your voice heard in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Do what you fucking gotta do. Hold your nose if you got to. Oh. Better yet, they got other things on the ballot.
I want y'all to know.
I'm just saying.
I want y'all to know. So as we go out tonight, we're going to go out on a laugh. We are going to take you out of here on a laugh. And so you will start seeing these on our pagey page.
Laugh, yay, I'm excited.
Starting tomorrow. But let me tell you, those of you that are sitting at home, please stop trying to cut your own hair because
oh, what he was doing to himself. That's like Anderson Cooper put a gap in his head. Sir, you on television every night. Why would you attempt to cut your hair?
Just because the Clippers said that you have a haircut and it's you can do a quick cut, please.
Corona cut.
Cuts is not the best. Just let it grow out, baby. Just let it grow out.
Your hair grow so you do not look like what you're going to see on our Instagram page today. You will start seeing.
What is that?
A mohawk gone wrong.
No. Oh, that's an ohawk. That ain't a mohawk. That's an ohawk.
Oh, man. He grew himself a shadow.
I don't understand.
I can see his thoughts. Damn.
His thoughts said this is a bad idea.
Bad idea.
Oh. Oh, that was the shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake in the back of his head.
Do you hear me?
He was going for the Halle Berry cut in the back.
He didn't succeed.
He was trying to Tony Braxton.
He didn't succeed. Oh, Lord, he didn't succeed.
He put a bow on his head and tried it.
I ain't seen a bow cut in decades. Oh, wow.
He tried it with that good old IKEA bow. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's had to be lopsided at that. Oh.
There it is.
You was watching the wrong movie, my friend.
What in the children of the corn are we looking at right now? What the hell?
Why would you do that to your little child? Like somebody did that to your child. That little child did not do that themselves.
His actually looks cut on the sides. It's just the top that looks.
That's different. What I'm saying. Somebody did that to their child.
The arthritis get flared up and it got tired of cutting. I guess.
Okay, we go with that. Oh.
Whoops. Ooh. There it is. Cow lick.
Oh, a lick all over his head too. Just.
We done went all the way. And this picture is all the way from France, ladies and gentlemen.
He licked his head like a butter stick.
We are in France, honey. Better to try. We're
internationally fucking up heads. What is going on?
He said it's better to try and fail than to not try at all.
Oh, no, it's not. No, this is a shitful mess.
No, that's not a problem.
What in the Qualicia in the Watts Project is going on with these ponytails?
Not the Watts Project!
when left with dad for an hour. This is from the United Kingdom. Y'all gonna love these pictures. Oh.
Oh, that's not half bad. I like that.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I'll rock that.
You alone.
I mean, the cut will be more symmetrical. Oh, well, that's not terrible.
It ain't that good either.
Well, it's not terrible. It was worse.
He has a part.
Literally, in the back.
And wait, he messed up because his whole little red, his ear is red.
But right. Because he was holding it down so he wouldn't cut off. Right.
He got the neck right.
As you can see, his ear is out of shape because it's off on both pictures.
Hey, he did the lining right.
Yeah, he can really be seen. That's horrible.
Oh.
I hope that's in the process. That's horrible.
This was a huge. And it's three of them to come up with this wonderful haircut.
Maybe.
Three.
You know what? You need to depart from all of your siblings or your wife and whoever those kids are, because my spouse would never ever touch my head.
A yarmulke.
What the hell is that about?
Oh my!
Oh my goodness!
No! If somebody puts a towel around your neck and you hear "bang," run. You hear clippers and a towel go around your neck. Run! Run!
Here's the yarmulke I was talking about.
No, 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 Jesus said
beat from.
This will make you feel better.
What in the world?
What happened here? We reached
the pussy in the back of her head.
Wait a minute. We reached the portion of the quarantine where we let our husband shave our heads.
You shaved the pussy in the back of her head.
Oh, what the hell happened?
Like, baby, I'm gonna come.
Well, no, that's a surgery scar. That's what that is.
Well, he has a surgery scar, but he's still cutting the V-shape.
That's what that is.
Oh,
but she should have left her hair there because it's not covering it up now.
Well, you know what, though? He's still cutting the V-shape. He's still trying to make pussy on the back of her head.
I'm not with
exactly.
you. Okay.
Uh-oh, God.
No, he was bored.
Okay. Oh, and we get a video.
Of course you do.
What is the, oh,
it's worse. Oh my, what the hell? What in the Terrence Tritt Darby is going on with his head?
Oh, wait, and look at the long.
His 5-year-old do that.
Mm-mm. Oh, what the? So for those of you at home.
What in the magic school bus was that?
When you go to Twitter, this is hashtag CoronaCut.
Oh my God.
You can nominate and for your favorite picture of.
No, fuck
what
you.
What happened here?
Nope, you're not touching my damn head. Fuck you. I will grow an afro.
So y'all, make sure y'all look for that. We're going to be posting these hilarious pics all day so that you can see this today. Because this right here is...
I'll show y'all my corona cut, but it is below my waist.
Okay, we're going home on that note. Thank you all for coming. May God watch between me and you while we absent one from another.
This we ask in Jesus' name.
Woo! Yep. Yep.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you guys. Make sure you share the podcast.
Share.
Get over there to Apple Podcasts and rate us and share it and
tell a friend.
Tell an enemy. Hell, everybody needs something to do right now. Why not have them listen?
What you could do is you can plot with us, bitch. Like tell your enemy and we'll read that bitch for you. Just feed us the information.
Right.
We'll be your ride or die. Just follow us.
You can write us. You can write to the show. If you got somebody you want us to read, write and tell us the story, and we will read them.
Give us their phone number, and we'll call them for you.
Hey, we'll call them on the show. Hey.
We'll call them on the show and read them for Phil.
Because we ain't got nothing better to do right now.
Hell no, we sure don't. We'll do it. Yes.
Boom.
And just to those of you out there that are starting shows now, remember, we've been here. We ain't going nowhere.
We're not new to this. We're true to this.
So I noticed on this guy that I have been following on Instagram, and he's following me. All of a sudden now, him and his friends have a live podcast. So they're using Zoom. I'm telling y'all, go buy some stock in Zoom, people, right now. Go buy some stock in Zoom.
Oh, just
it was $34, and Zoom, I think, is now at like $150 a share.
Do you right. know? You know they are worth more than the top airlines in the world.
Who, Zoom?
The top 3 airlines in the world now.
I believe it.
They're worth more than United, American, and another one. They said the top airlines in the world. They're worth more than them right now in stock.
So everybody is now using Zoom to do live. And like I said, everybody knows I have a Facebook show that we do on Wednesday nights. Now, 3 other people now are coming out on Wednesday nights.
I'm doing pornos. I'm just I'm kidding, y'all. I'm just
He ain't kidding, y'all. He got an OnlyFans page. Y'all know what OnlyFans
is. I do not have an OnlyFans page. But if I did, I would tell y'all, but I do not.
He starts for the low $9.99. There's a discount price.
You hear me? It's called Rona discount.
There's a discount?
And Rona May, her sister, is there too. You can get her for $19.99. Rona May.
Damn.
I don't even know. What's the prices on OnlyFans? See, I'm still on the free shit.
I don't even know. I don't know. Somebody inboxed me and told me I should join his OnlyFans. And I said, well, I guess you inboxed the wrong person because I ain't paying to look at you.
No. I'll catch your previews for free and jerk off on that and be good with my life.
There it is.
I don't even need that. Please. I'm happy with me and Jesus alone. Thank you.
Oh, please. Even Jesus was like, baby, you better rub out on this. What's a good one?
I'm happy.
Moesha.
Jesus led me to that search engine that led me to that one video that showed me the right amount of nasty that I was trying to seek out that helped me get to bed. Thank you, Lord.
Look, I should do this. If there, you know, and I am going to do this. If there's anybody out there and in this cupping week, you can say that you have successfully shared our wonderful podcast, I might just give you an amazing bottle of wine from my collection. Let's do some advertisement that way. If you can show us that you have shared it and there are people are listening, you know, I might just send you a bottle of wine from my private collection because the post office is
open,
so I can go.
Some good wine in there.
No,
you gotta hurry up and share this podcast because you know the post office is closing soon. Hurry up.
Don't make it seem like I'm Trump.
I'm just saying.
The post office.
Act fast, y'all.
You better act fast on this one because I have a lot of wine. I have a lot of wine. So thank you guys for listening. You guys are amazing. We love you. Boom, boom, boom. See y'all on next week.
Bye. Peace.